Good morning. Coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690. And we have our chance to talk with Becky Barnhart once again from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And we're going to the phones here. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Nice to talk. And it's a wonderful morning. I'm sure there were some people out earlier this morning with their dogs taking a walk because it's one of those great mornings. And I'm enjoying it very much. In fact, I have been doing some weed eating, so it's been a busy morning for me.
That's right. Hey, it's always good to get some work done in the cool of the morning. Still not too bad. 78 right now, so we will sure take it.
You bet. Hey, I've got some wonderful adoptions to brag about this morning. We I've talked about the two little dogs that I'm going to talk about in the past, what great pets they would be. Well, Piper was our little girl that looked like a little coyote. She was adopted by a lovely lady this week this is about the third dog that she's adopted from us. She called me one afternoon. I was out there working, and she said she just lost one of her little fur babies, and she said, I've got to have a companion for my two that I still have, and come on out. She did, and love at first sight, and I think you'll be able to see that picture on Facebook of the two of them looking at each other. Good adoption. Another one that's going to be coming up this week is Biscuit. And Biscuit was the little beagle, the little female beagle. Oh, my gosh, she was so sweet, so cute. A young family is going to adopt her, so she'll have a little guy to play with. So that's a wonderful adoption. And then I don't know if I spoke about Buddy last week, but Buddy came in as a stray. The neighbors called in. They believed that maybe his owners had just left and left Buddy behind. Buddy is a wonderful dog. He was adopted. He's with a young couple that already have another dog. They brought their dog out for a meet and greet, which is always a good plan, and the two dogs just hit it off. So, like I said, they're really special adoptions this week just to see these dogs leaving the shelter and having a wonderful home going to. But, you know, that is something that I don't know that I mention very often, but if you are considering adding another pet to your house, it is always good practice to maybe bring your dog out and let them do. We have a nice area, we call it the meet and greet area, where they can go out and kind of interact, and there's not the noise of the dogs and the busy, you know, front office type thing. Good practice, just to see how what their first reaction is. Now, sometimes, you know, when you bring a pet into the house, it's not always a smooth transition, but we always tell people, give it a little bit of time. You know, they have to get used to each other, and you're going to have some of that jealousy. So, anyway, great adoptions this morning to talk about. And we didn't have any cat adoptions, but that's the way it goes sometimes. We do have some lovely little kittens that I can talk about in a minute. I'm going to go ahead and just visit about some of the other dogs that are available. We've had a mama and two puppies come in. Now, they're not quite ready to be released for adoption, but they're very pretty puppies. And she's a lovely mom. She's kind of a shepherd mix. So I know people have been calling, asking us if we have puppies, and we do. In fact, this week, here again shows the support we get from our community, we ran out of puppy food. So I made a comment on Facebook saying, you know, if you'd like to help out, we are really short of a puppy chow right now, and you know how important that nutrition is for those young ones. People came in that afternoon, and you just, it was cool. It was cool to see all the dog food, the puppy food that came in, and we're going to have a picture and show everyone just how supportive people can be. So we now have lots of puppy food, and we are puppies that we have available for adoption, and those that are not have great nutrition coming their way. We do have three other puppies that I wanted to talk about. They've been with us for a while. One of their litter mates was adopted, and it's Nikki, Lester, and Betsy, the three. And good-looking dogs. We think they're like a lab shepherd. Good grief, shepherd mix. They will probably, you know, be a larger dog, but they're very good dogs, very nice, very healthy. So if you are looking for puppies, come out and check them out. Our long-term resident, I'd like to talk about that one. Hansel has been with us since April. He's only 9 months old. She's only 9 months old. She came in April. She's red in color. She's a very nice dog. She just needs someone to come and look at her. So come look at Hansel. Marvin is a 2-year-old male. He is another nice little brown, medium-sized dog that's been with us for a while, and they'd make the perfect size pet for someone that maybe has a small house or maybe just a small yard. So we do have some smaller dogs that are very, very cute. We also have a very small dog. It's a terrier mix, and she was a surrender. She came in. She does not like cats. That needs to be talked about right off. But she came in. She's already been spayed. She's up on all of her shots. She's up on her rabies shot. She's even being sponsored. The owner, you know, felt bad about the situation and said, I will sponsor her adoption. So that is the perfect dog for someone looking for a small dog, and they can walk in that day and take her home if it's a good fit. And her name was, let me think about her name, Samson, because they were calling her Sam. But Samson is her full name. So, again, a really cute little terrier that's available. Snow White is still with us. She walks very nice on a leash. She's a beautiful white. She's got some little brown spots on her. She's about a year old. And she would only be a $30 adoption, as she's already been spayed. Might be better not to have small children, because she is kind of a larger dog and doesn't always know her size. Rex is still with us, 2 years old. He is a lab pit mix. He loves water. When we're spraying him down with the power washer on the other side, he likes to jump up and try to catch the mist. So I think that lab is really coming out in him, because he certainly does love the water being sprayed, and he keeps his kennel clean. So to me, that's very important when you're trying to bring a dog into your home. You know, is it housebroken or almost housebroken? Ginger is a very sweet, beautiful dog. She's tan in color, shepherd mix. It knows her commands. Danny Thompson was talking about it the other day, and he said, this dog is very smart. She, if you tell her to sit, she does. He said she's had some training. So that's also nice to know. But she probably should be an only dog, as she doesn't always get along with others. In kindergarten, she didn't learn how to play nice with us. So there we go. And the last one I wanted to talk about is Buff. And Buff is a year old. He's a brown and white kind of a pit mix. He keeps his kennel so clean. He's kind of, we about decided that he doesn't know how big he is. He's just so gentle, but he's beautiful. He's got that brown and white color, walks nice on a leash, keeps the kennel clean. Again, another great addition to someone's family. So those are the dogs. And the cat, we've got a beautiful little black and white kind of a tuxedo kitten that came in as a stray. Very vocal, very friendly, would make some child a great companion, because she just craves the attention. And then there's also a litter of calico kittens that are still available. They're beautiful. They've got just all the orange and black and brown and white on them, and very unique looking. So we've also got the kittens, and then there's a adult gray cat that came in, and she's a nice cat. So we do have kittens, and we do have cats available for adoption. So that's the crew. I think the crew out there this morning, our staff, was going to try to take some pictures of the animals that are out there. And so as I'm speaking about this, if I talk about an animal that you're thinking, I kind of like to see what this animal looks like, you can go to our Facebook page. It's CFA, stands for Cockle Friends of Animals, and see the animals that are available now, and also see some of those neat pictures I was talking about, the adoptions that we've had. When we talk about needing donations, because I know you're going to ask me, I've been out there this week working off and on, and I noticed that the toy supply has really gone down, which we understand. The dogs enjoy them. They play with them. They don't just sit on the shelf. They're actually in the kennels with them and being played with. So it's good therapy for them. So we're looking for toys. We can always use bleach. Bleach is something very important for us out there. The blankets, even though it seems hot outside, that little blanket of comfort is very good for those dogs and cats. We use a lot of little baby receiving blankets for the cats, perfect size for the cats. So if you've got some extras or you're cleaning out, please remember the shelter. We love towels. We love blankets. And the food, I just, again, want to say thank you so much for all those that brought out the puppy food. It was truly, truly needed. We were down to one bag. So thank you again. Our hours were there 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, we're there from 1 to 3 in the afternoons. Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 4. We're, you know, James, I know I say this over and over again, but we are so struggling with our telephone. And I think we've had some comments made that, you know, they're not answering or they're hanging up. We truly are answering, but their phones, that line keeps dropping our calls. So the first thing I say when I answer is, we may be cut off. I didn't hang up. And, you know, please leave us a message. It's so frustrating.
Man, you know, I think we need to, have you tried Dave the phone man yet? He's he works on our stuff.
Well, I think we think it's got to, we don't know. Our system is part of the city system.
Okay.
So they're on it. They're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, gotcha. But I
see. You know, but we've just, because our number is the 620-252-6060.
Yes.
And a lot of the city numbers are that.
That's right. And
number.
So it's feeding from that. Yeah. Okay. It's more of a trunk thing. So yeah. Okay. Yep. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I want to just encourage people to please be patient with us. And we try to answer the phone best we can. We've all been kind of using our own cell phones to make contact with people. And when people are really trying to reach us, sometimes they just get in the car and drive out. And that's perfectly. In fact, we encourage come out and visit with us. And because we've had some people looking for dogs and they've had lost dogs, or maybe they're looking for a certain breed. So sometimes it's better just to come out and visit with us anyway about, you know, what we have. And so we appreciate that. Come out and see us. 7 days a week we're open to the public. We encourage people to come out. Volunteer. I heard Denise talking this morning, volunteers. But it's the truth. That's how these types of organizations, these nonprofits, that's how we function, is through donations and through volunteers. And it's very well appreciated. I know anyone that has volunteers really are thankful to have them. So anyway, that's kind of our location. We are located on County Road 1400. That's the last county road before you go to South Coffeyville, and it's on the east side. You take a turn, and you go on east. That's the only way you can turn, actually. There's only one way to turn when you're going that direction, towards South Coffeyville. But anyway, we're that little white building across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. It has a big yellow sign. And we, again, just thank everyone for their continued support. And I love talking about adoptions. I hope I have some more to talk about next week.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Becky, I'm so glad you stopped on by, and a very good comprehensive update as always. And I look forward to talking to you again here real soon.
All right. All right. Thanks again.
All right.
Everybody get out and enjoy the day before it gets too hot.
That is right. Well, thank you so much, Becky. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks. All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, Becky Barnhart here on the Mighty 690. We appreciate Becky joining us each and every Thursday here on the program. And we do have lots more open line to get to, so we'll take a quick break. And when we return, we'll be right back here on the Mighty 690 KHGGF. We got 78 degrees right now in Coffeyville.